Huntsville, Texas is one of the largest prison towns in America. Last year, 21,000 inmates were released from the prison there. The Texas Department of Criminal Justice gives each of them $50 or $100, depending on whether they're paroled or discharged for time served. They also get a bus ticket back to their county of residence. For most of the men, their new life begins at the Huntsville Greyhound Station, the first place they'll go without bars, guards, or inmate counts. NPR's John Burnett paid a visit to that station and spoke with some of the men in their first moments of freedom.
Monday through Friday, the glass doors swing open in front of the imposing red brick prison they call the Walls. And out come the ex-convicts, some smiling, some pensive. They shuffle along the sidewalk, swinging potato sacks full of belongings. They've already changed from their prison whites into bad-fitting street clothes donated by a church. For a lucky few, family awaits. Most of them don't have loved ones waiting. Most of them continue walking the two blocks to the bus station, single file out of habit. The first stop is usually the bus station store, where they can cash their release checks, buy some more appealing streetwear, and get their first taste of tobacco, which is forbidden inside Texas prisons.
If y'all need anything from back here, or cigarettes or soda, y'all just let me know. I can take it out of your check.
The next stop is the ticket counter for an audience with the formidable manager of the Huntsville Greyhound Station, Elroy Thomas. He's been here for 24 years exchanging vouchers for bus tickets and sending inmates home.
When I first came to work here, inmates were called convicts, convicted felons. It went from them being convicts to them being inmates. Went from inmates to offenders. And now they are called clients. And I tell them, you're not a client of mine.
Repeat clientele is what bothers Elroy Thomas. Some of the released inmates show up here at the ticket counter again and again.
Everybody coming through here today, y'all going to tell me that you've never been here before.
I've been here too many times. I can't talk, man.
He's been here six times. Six times.
Yes, sir.
I'll see you in about a year.
Yo, you know what? The seventh is charming. I'm not coming back no more. Beautiful women and drugs do not mix.
The man who's concluded that drugs and beautiful women are a poor combination is a 51-year-old convicted drug dealer from Rockport, Texas, named Stephen Humphreys. His skin has a prison pallor, and there are dark circles under his eyes. He's asked what it's like to be free.
I'm not really happy. I don't know why I'm not really happy. That's what's really freaking me out. I mean, I know I'm free, but I don't feel free. You know, everything's coming to me at once. You know, getting your leg monitored, you got to do it. So I got all this stuff on my mind right now, and I'm worried about if I'm going to make it. I have no intentions to go back selling drugs again and doing drugs. I got to stay clean, or I'm going to come back, and I'm going to die in prison.
Statistics tell us that one out of every five of these released inmates will reoffend and return to prison after 3 years. On the outside, they won't find a decent job or a supportive family. They'll get in trouble again with the same faces in the same places. The men know it's going to be tough out there, but right now what they want most is what they've been missing.
My name is Glenn Holmes. I'm from Houston, Texas. Evading arrest, I did 2.5 years. First thing is I'm going to get me some seafood, fried fish, shrimp, you know, hush puppies, and something real nice and tasty. Then I'm going to sit down and have a long talk with my kids because they have done things while I've been locked up that they shouldn't have done, but, you know, who was there to guide them? I'm very jittery because I hope things fall in place as I plan, and I know some things don't come as we plan, but I'm praying and asking God to lead me each day to accomplish what I need to accomplish and stay in this free world.
The mood in the waiting room is subdued. The former offenders sit on steel benches, chatting or keeping to themselves. After serving a 7-year sentence for armed robbery, the first thing for Damian Francis is to call home.
Mama.
Hey. I'm out right now. I'm at the Greyhound bus station. Where am I going when I get to Houston?
After the call, Francis sits down stiffly, puts his sack on the floor, and holds his bus ticket, as though waiting for someone to tell him what to do next.
it hasn't really sunk in yet that I'm a free man, because, like I say, the last good part of my life has been in incarceration. We don't have that structure no more. Prison was a safe zone by comparison to what's going on out here in the real world. Now I got to deal with other people's issues. You know what I'm saying? I can't just go to my cell and be left alone when I want to now. I can already tell there's going to be some tension just by talking to my mama for 3 hot minutes on the phone, you know, because she still got the same picture in her mind of the person that I was pre-incarceration, you know, rather than the person that I am now.
Damian Francis reaches into his property sack and pulls out 11 manila envelopes, each a half inch thick.
I've written 11 urban novels since I've been locked up. I've written some fantasy. I've written some eroticas. Apocalyptic Love Affair, Volumes 1 and 2. Yeah, there's some things that have been on my mind. It's, you know, that's what I hope to be able to do, to become a published writer, you know what I'm saying, an author. Maybe see if I can't get a screenplay or something. Write the next Hunger Games.
Most days, there's a white-haired man in a cowboy hat and suspenders sauntering around the premises, offering help and advice to the dazed ex-convicts. He is Bill Kleiber, founder of a group called Restoration Justice Ministries Network. Just before a bus leaves for Houston, Kleiber forms a group of men into a circle.
We just got to go follow the rules. It's not that hard. I got out 14 years ago. You can do it. We just messed up. Just move on, okay? All right, here we go. Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for the gift of life, and we thank you for setting us free, not just from prisons, but in our hearts and in our minds.
All right, let me have your ticket stubs.
The men line up at the door of the big silver coach to hand their tickets to a parole officer.
San Antonio will be there at 10:40 tonight. Your chain bus is in Houston.
The freed prisoners settle into the most comfortable seats they felt in a long time.
There should be no smoking or use of alcohol on this coach. If you are caught, you will be dismissed.
And they watch the Huntsville bus station pass from view, hoping this is the last time they ever make this trip. John Burnett, NPR News, Huntsville, Texas.